This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Do not expect you to be listening if you're on the East Coast. You should be in your car driving west. I'm watching the, you know, I got to tell you something. I used to think, forgive me if you're in the armed services, I used to think the guys in the armed services were the most courageous guys in the world. But when you see these weather guys, now either they are short on IQ. I'm just having some fun, you know that, right? I was going to say, they're either short on IQ or, man, they're brave. I mean, why would you stand out? Some of these people tie themselves to poles, right? They they down by the beach.
They drew straws and he lost.
Yeah. Yeah, can you see that conversation? How long have you been with the 3 months? Okay. Get the weather gear on. Yeah. You get the mic. I can't even imagine doing it. Anyway, our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are in the way of the storm, trying to get out of the way of the storm. And hopefully the hopefully this doesn't affect you. Hopefully that you get out of this without loss of, first of all, without loss of life, obviously, and then without loss of property. Because I know how tough it is. I know how tough it is. When I was a very young boy, I think it was in high school. So I put it out of my mind. I think it was in high school, though, and the our house burned down. With my big drum set in and all my clothes and everything. So anyhow, I know it's tough for people to rebuild afterwards. So you get, anyway, our hearts and our prayers go out to those people. I do appreciate those of you who are watching, calling in, paying attention. I also very much appreciate that as well. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots happening here tonight. You know, I saw the, I was going to start with one story, but then I saw this other story come by me. And I started to think about it. I'm not telling you what it is yet. Because at first I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying to myself, why would this only affect a certain group of people? Are they saying that only that certain group of people? I guess I can't do it that way. So apparently in California, what they're saying now is that they want to legalize marijuana. Now, you got to pay attention, right? Listen to every little part of this. They want to legalize marijuana here because it will take the stigma, it will take the negative off the black community. And when I first read that, yeah, see, you have the same look on your face I had. I'm thinking, do only blacks smoke dope? Is that what it's all about? I know some of you are going to say, you know, you're an idiot, Messina. Only blacks get arrested for smoking dope. I can tell you from friends and people I know that it's not a true statement. That the but so anyway, Gavin Newsom, who wants to be our next governor here, and he's worse than Governor Moonbeam for some of you who don't follow or pay attention to California politics. When you look at California, the direction it's going in, you know, where we legalize medical marijuana, there are no real boundaries on medical marijuana here in California. No, seriously. They have these, 17-year-old kids, 18-year-old kids dressed up in medical smocks. They ask you 10 questions, and they sign you a prescription. So in California, you truly, next to the medical marijuana dispensaries, there are mini doctor offices. How convenient is that, huh? So you go in, you say, I have chronic headaches, and yes, I smoke dope illegally. And since I've been doing that, the headaches go away. And the doc writes your prescription, and conveniently you just kind of stumble next door. Yeah, you get in there, and you're able to get that marijuana you want to get, right? The dope marijuana, whatever you want to call it. So now what's happened in California is they've actually said, or Newsom has said, I know how this came about. Anyway, Newsom has said that this will take the burden off the war on people of color. Notice how they do that on the left? Everything is a war. Right? Nothing is a stance. No, we don't take a stance against drugs. It's the war on drugs. And not only is it the war on drugs, it's the war on black people. You know, don't you find that amusing, amazing, whatever you want to call it? Seriously. So Newsom, and again, like I said, he wants to be our next governor here in California. And he said, let me tell you what he said, because I don't want to give you my words. Now, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and other elected officials on Thursday called on California voters to legalize the recreation use of marijuana, or marijuana, depends on how you want to say it, saying the current laws are unfairly entangled. They unfairly entangle minorities more than white people. What we have is a system that disproportionately targets people of color. I did not know that marijuana targeted black people. This is news to me. The folks that are being arrested don't look like me. Of course they don't. They don't have... If you guys know what Newsom looks like, he uses, I don't know, what do you think, a pound and a half of bacon grease in his hair? It's always back, pulled tight back. White guy. I get it. I don't know where he's looking, but I get it. Isn't that kind of... depends on what neighborhood you're in? What jails you go to? I don't know. Anyway, Tom Borelli's going to join me after the break. Tom is a contributor at Conservative Review. We'll be up in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Side on Genesis Communications Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on the website, including take the poll, read. We got some great writers up there on the website, so I want you to go up there. Let them have. If you don't like what they're writing about, we're not thin-skinned like some people that are running for presidential office. We're not thin-skinned over here. We love to know how you feel about what we've written, what our writers have to say, and that kind of stuff. So if you like what they've written, tell them that. If you don't like what they've written, you take a different viewpoint, go ahead and let them know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me and have you paying attention. It's always nice when you pay attention, too. and stay on topic. Anyway, I want to bring on my next guest right now. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor at Conservative Review, also a compadre over there at Liberty Alliance. Tom, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always. Hey, you know, again, I'm sure you agree with me. I know you're somewhere on the East Coast, and our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are in the way of the storm tonight. And don't be, you know, I love these people who say, hey, I've been in this house all my life, and I'm not leaving. Well, you're going to be in that house all your life, if you get what I'm saying. You know, don't be afraid to get in your car. Drive west a little bit. Don't be a, I know it's a heartfelt thing, but don't be a fool. You know, go away, come back to live another day, and you can rebuild that house that's been your family the whole time. A lot of people on the East Coast are like that. They want to stay with their homes, right?
Well, you know, one of the things is there's been a lot of false alarms lately, you know, with storms, so a lot of people just have some skepticism. But, you know, each one of these events are very different, so you really have to be aware of where you live and if you're close to the ocean. I mean, look, they're talking about, you know, surges, wave surges and high winds. I mean, then you have to worry about construction. A lot of those places in Florida, I mean, actually, we haven't had a hurricane hit the U.S. land, I think, in like 10 or 11 years. So this is the first one, and from what I understand, where the storm is going to be hitting, they really haven't had many hurricanes hit. So, you know, maybe even construction might not be as good as it would be in other spots. So, you know, each one of these vents is different, so you really can't take a chance. It doesn't make any sense.
And they're talking about a slow-moving storm, which, you know, constantly has the thing just pounding away at the homes. I remember growing up as a kid in Massachusetts, when we'd get the Northeasters coming in.
Northeasters, right.
Yeah, and if they were slow moving, I mean, it meant I had 4 days off of school. I was good with that at the time. But, you know, they would just dump snow, tonnage of snow. It was always, I just remember that. It was one of the things I remember. Fast moving storms, we went back to school the next day. Slow moving storms, we were out of school for like a week. I know. What can I say? I can tell you where I was excited. Anyhow, hey, you know, we've been talking off and on about what's going on at the NFL and more of these guys taking a knee, more and more of these guys being oppressed at $2, $3, $5, $16 million a year. You know, it's just terrible. And what I've said to people, look, I have no problems. I'm all good with the freedom of speech thing. I'm all good with somebody wanting to protest or speak out. You know, these black players who feel the way they do. Why don't they have a news conference just before the game or just after the game or what have you? This is just the exact inappropriate time to have that. And people are starting to rebel. I never thought I'd see this happen. I got to tell you, you know, the viewership is down. They're not getting the play they thought they were going to play. And now not only has the NFL kind of taken a turn on this, but you said the AT&T is also on the move.
Yeah, this is really an interesting development. As you mentioned, you know, with the players process test, there's a time and place for everything. The football field is their workplace. That's their office. That's not the time to express personal opinions. And what's kind of interesting is, you know, football coaches are usually all about discipline and focus. And what about the word called uniform, right? Everybody wears the same thing. It's not supposed to be, you know, a helter-skelter, do what the hell you want to do whenever you want to do it. And, you know, it's also spread to college football, which I'm really shocked at. I mean, University of Michigan, Michigan State, you know, I went to Michigan State. I'm a Big Ten fan. I mean, it's totally turned me off. I mean, these coaches used to be about discipline. When these kids, they're on scholarship. They're representing the team. They're representing the university. They're representing the scholarships of the state. Tax money that paid for them to go to school, and they're alienating, you know, part of their taxpayer support. So it makes no sense. And what's even stranger is that last week the CEO of AT&T, Mr. Stevenson, he was addressing a human resources conference, and he went off on the whole, you know, tragedy that we're seeing in America, in a lot of urban cities. And then he went off and basically said he understood and he kind of supports the whole theme of Black Lives Matter. Which is really, listen, he can have that personal view.
Yep.
But he runs a company that has a lot of shareholders and a lot of employees. And in this political environment, it really doesn't make a lot of sense to share a soundbite with a group whose soundbites and in-street activism has led to the death of police officers. So I don't know what this guy was thinking, but he was clearly off base, And, you know, these CEOs got to remember they're representing their shareholders, not their personal views. Just like the football players, whether you're on scholarship or you're Colin Kaepernick, you're representing the team and the city. You want to go off on your day off, not season, do what you want to do, but not when you're wearing the uniform and not for a CEO.
You know, it's happening on high school campuses now, too. I don't know if you saw that. But you've got high school coaches that are allowing the kids to take a knee. And again, I'm there, too. I would like you to take these kids aside one at a time. When they take the knee, grab one of them, pull them aside, say, what are you doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? What is going through your head that you're willing to do this? Because I'd like them to respond with, not that, hey, I just saw this on my smartphone, but I believe blacks are being oppressed. I believe this is going. I want to hear it out of their mouth. I don't want this just to be a fad kind of thing. And then, Tom, I've got this other idea. I want to line up about 30, 40, or 50 veterans. And before we do the national anthem at these things, bring them out and make them stand next to the kids. I want the kids to go ahead and take a knee while you've got that veteran standing there.
You know, that's an interesting point. I don't know if you realize this, but I think I've seen it on social media. The basketball coach of Virginia Tech actually had that. He had the basketball players face-to-face with veterans, and, you know, as a way to educate these kids about really the sacrifice that these veterans made for the country. And to your point, these people don't know what they're protesting. It seems cool. It seems good. But what it does is it promotes the whole momentum behind Black Lives Matter. And I'm not just talking about the soundbite, but the rallying cry and the protests and the leads to violence. And, you know, there was, they had some guy do kind of an on-the-street sociology test where, you know, the guy stood up with a sign, Black Lives Matter, you know, in some white neighborhood, and people just kind of ignored him. And then he put, you know, All Lives Matter in a black neighborhood, and some blacks were chasing the guy who wanted to beat him up.
I saw that.
But this is what happens when words become rallying cries.
Yep, we got to go for a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on Genesis Communications. Tom Borelli joins me. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate it. Hey, if you want to know what stations, what times, where you can find the show later on, head over to the website, therealside.com. There is a list of stations there and the times that they play it. Also, if you want to pick up a classic podcast, we have no old podcasts up there on the website. You can go ahead and get a classic podcast up there as well. And listen to some of the classic shows. I mean, we really do deal with a boatload of topics on the show, mostly social issues. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor to Conservative Review. Tom, thanks for being with me tonight. Always like the time you spend with me here on the show.
No, it's always a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
We were talking during the break, and I kind of read the comments that come in, whether it's in my email or on Facebook or what have you. And it's really interesting. We as conservatives are hardcore, you know, right-wing, freedom of speechers, except when you come after our flag, come after our vets, come after, you know what I'm saying? You question our patriotism and what have you. And then all of a sudden we want to put a stifle on it. But you have a good spin on this one, I mean, a positive spin on this one, where there's a time and a place for this, right?
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, let's face it, especially for the college kids, again, they're on scholarship. They're representing the university and the state and their team. It's not the time for individual expression. Same thing with the pros. These are professional athletes making millions of dollars. If they want to protest on their own personal time and use their own money, fine. But don't, hijack and exploit national TV cameras for your own personal feeling, whether it's justified or not. Use your brain and use your own free time and your own money. If Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49er player, quarterback who started kind of the new wave of this movement, if he wants to be politically active, fine. He's got a multi-million dollar contract. Let him do it on his own time. It's as simple as that.
My favorite line with all this is, look, if you're oppressed at $16 million a year, I'm a bargain. I'll be oppressed at $2 million a year. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't even have to spend that kind of money on me. It's really easy. The hypocrisy behind the NFL, though, I got to tell you something. I love when they talk about how these players that they're defending this guy. You have to admit they're defending this guy as a whole. But yet when you find these players that have been beating up their wives or girlfriends in elevators, they're pitting dogs against each other. You know, it almost seems right. like their personal behavior, the NFL doesn't want to hear about. They don't want to do anything that's going to upset the apple cart and take any money out of their hands. But they've taken a hit on this one, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, viewership is down, significantly. And again, this all goes to the top, and really, it really speaks to the lack of leadership we have in this country. Look, Roger Goodell, who is the NFL commissioner, he represents all the teams. He should be worried about the brand of the NFL, right? Anything
right.
that's going to alienate 25% of the customers, 50% of the customer of the fans, that should be a concern to him. And yet he said, personally, I disagree with the Colin Kaepernick protest, but if he wants to do it, he can. But at the same time, the Dallas Cowboys wanted to put a decal on the back of their helmets to honor the five police officers who were assassinated in Dallas, and the league said no. So on one hand, he's not allowing a small decal in Dallas Cowboy helmets. On the other hand, he doesn't like the protests, but he allows it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that's really caving to the whole progressive theme, which leads you to believe, I think, a lot of these people are just plain progressive in their mind. Or, when it comes to NFL, they're afraid of backlash from the players. Well, look, if the guy making whatever $1 million he's making wants to protest and he, you know, gets penalized or thrown off the team, there's plenty of other talented people who take that spot.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's move on to some of the, the less interesting issues, like the two people running for president right now. You know, I'm hoping and I'm praying that on Sunday we see a different Trump. I'm hoping and praying that he's willing to come out and not be a bully or overlording, if you would, but just hit her back with the realities of what she's doing. Hit her back with some of the things that she comes out with against him that he's decided to kind of sidestep at this point. But he needs to hit her with, is she really a champion for women? I would, I've been saying this, Tom, and I know you're probably going to giggle at me, but I would load up the two front rows with all the women that were sexually assaulted by Bill. And then I would also put there the Benghazi parents and a few other people up there. I want to see her. I want to see that coldness come out on her and have her answer those questions while they're sitting there.
No, absolutely right. Look, the left is always great at theatrics, and the right never plays that game, and I think that would be a good move because the cameras and the media would have to talk about it. But, the most important thing that Trump needs to do, Clinton, these people are smart operatives. They're trying to make the election about Donald Trump and him and his taxes and whatever else. Trump needs to change that dynamic and make it about Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says things like he goes part of the way and doesn't carry through. She has bad judgment. Oh, yeah, absolutely bad judgment. When she was at State Department, you go right down the list. They lost, part of the time she was there, they lost $6 billion. Every foreign policy decision she made has been a horrible one. From allowing ISIS to run wild to what she did in Libya to Benghazi. You can go on and on. Make it about her and her bad judgment. Make it about the Clinton Foundation and how they were able to really get foreign donors into their operation. And then magically some of these countries got favors out of the State Department. Look, the big themes going on in this country is that, the game is rigged and the game is fixed. And people understand that intuitively. And it is, and she is the ultimate insider in a huge outsider wave. These are the issues that he needs to drive. I mean, I thought he did pretty good on some of the issues, but he has to go on the offense, and he can't get bogged down in the debate about him. He's got to make the debate about her.
Yeah, and again, you're exactly right. He can't start turning that stuff around and take it personal and start pounding back from a person. What was that? That Miss Universe person. I mean, if you let that play out, what happened? Five or six other Miss Americas and Miss Universes came forward to talk about everything he had done for them. And, obviously
right.
the media totally... Whoa. The media totally ignored that, didn't they?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the other part of the equation here. This is not a fair fight.
No, it isn't.
This is not a fair fight. You got the refs who are on the other team.
Yeah.
So and whatever this election is, however it comes out, if Trump does well, he has to win. He has to win big. You can't leave it to the refs. You can't leave it to the videotape replay afterwards.
No, no.
Because if it's that close, you're going to lose.
No.
When you're the underdog, any sports boxer, you got to beat the other person.
Yeah, I hope he really does practice. I really hope that his team will take him aside. It'll say a lot about him, because right now I get it. You get successful guys like that, it's very hard for them to admit they're going down the wrong road. I get it.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, a couple of years ago, Deneen and I used to do shareholder activism. We used to go to shareholder meetings and challenge the CEO on various, you know, lefty issues that they were promoting with the company with shareholder dollars. You know, we used to sit there and laugh at each other. And when was the last time someone actually, we weren't yelling, but, you know, for the sake of a better word, challenging or yelling at the CEO of General Electric? When was the last time that someone yelled at Jeff Immelt, who's the CEO of General Electric? Nobody on his staff, because they want their bonuses and their stock options. Maybe the only person in the last 5 years was his wife. These guys at the top, they're not used to being challenged on anything. And so Trump is a businessman, but the interesting thing about him is, using that as the paradigm, he will respond to data. So when the polls dropped after the first after the conventions, you saw him bring in a new team, and he was a lot more disciplined. Now he saw his poll numbers drop after his debate performance. Going in, he said, listen, I survived all these other debates. I'm thinking for him. Obviously, I don't know.
Right.
I've done well with other debates. Why is this going to be any different? Well, now he saw the data. It didn't work, so I'm sure now he's focusing more. Plus, he saw what a great job Pence did.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, okay, this is what I need to do, because I need to look as good as Pence. So I think this is what CEOs do. They react to the data, the marketing data, the sales data, and then they make adjustments. So I think he will make a big adjustment.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved how the left thought that their boy Kane won that debate. Their boy Kane did a great job. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how much crack you got to smoke to think that Kane, even if I was on their side, I'd be looking at Kane going, my God, what happened to you? What did you take?
Right.
How much coffee did you drink?
Right. It was kind of reminded me of that Al Gore that time when he was huffing and puffing against Bush at that time.
No kidding.
One time he was too quiet, then the next time he came in, he was too charged up. And now they say Al Gore's going to be out there campaigning with Clinton trying to get
There you go. Good for them. Look, it's a good old boys club. Let's bring the good old boys back.
Exactly.
If I was Trump on Sunday, that's what I'd be pounding away at. You know, go ahead, vote Hillary back in, and you get not only do you get all the same old stuff that Obama brought along, but you're going to get that same old Democratic Party stuff. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Tom Borelli joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. No way, Daniel.
We are back.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on. Yeah, I ain't going to school. I am done with school. Can't handle it anymore. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are in the way of already being affected by this hurricane. Please don't do anything stupid. Get in the car. Get out of there. You can replace the things. You can replace the house. Quick note here. My wife and I live in earthquake country. We have a couple of hard drives in the house. We've scanned pretty much every picture in the house onto those hard drives. So if anything happens, we don't have to go looking for pictures or anything. We grab the chickens. We grab the hard drive. We grab my mother-in-law, and we go. It's really that simple. That's the way it should be. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor over at Conservative Review. Tom, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
No, it's great. A lot of fun.
Yeah, and Bill from William, from New York City. Thanks again for being with us tonight. Also, you know, I love when they hop in the chat room and they give me the name of the city they're from and that kind of thing. And I always get a kick out of the places that we're reaching. And remember, let's get you ginned up now, coming into the holiday, okay? But you got to send me an email with your name. Not yet. Don't do it tonight. But you got to send me an email with your name and your address because I can't send buttons via email, okay? Some of you geniuses out there won't give me your address and still want a button. I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. But I have a button that you can wear that we give away every year for free that says it is okay to say Merry Christmas, all right? And let's not give in to political correctness. I don't care who's elected. You don't stop fighting. You just don't stop pushing back. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Tom, thanks for being with me tonight, and I appreciate your time as well.
No, it's always a lot of fun. Great to be here again.
You know, I'm working on the second book before my first one's been released. It'll be released here shortly. and it's going to be on how political correctness has killed this country. And when you look at what's going on, even in the debates, look at what's happening now, even in coming up to Sunday. Look at the things that they've taken out of context, and they're playing with words. Why? Because you can't use. You got to watch out how you approach the black community or the African American community. You have to worry about what you say about PTSD, right? I mean, or about our vets. Every word is wordsmith to the point where you can't make a mistake, no matter what. This is part of what's causing our problem, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. First of all, there's an army on the progressives on the other side who are just waiting to, you know, cherry pick two words out of a three paragraph statement and twist it in their direction. So, you know, as a communicator these days, you have to be so precise because if they come hunting for you, especially running for, you know, elected office, you know, how many speeches do you give or how many statements do you give? You know, and they'll just twist it. And that doesn't give Mr. Trump an advantage because he's a businessman. He's used to just straight talking and not without, you know, the very careful wordsmith and careful speech and things like that. So it's a real challenge. And, you know, it's far from the upbringing that both you and I had. I mean, I grew up in an urban area, Mount Vernon, New York, just outside of New York City. Went to high school in the Bronx. And it was the land of the total opposite of political correctness. So this is not, I really don't understand it. It's just really difficult to me the way people use words and how those words can be misused and make all sorts of crazy, you know, claims. It just really is twisted.
But what bothers me the most too is when they take fact, actual fact, and they speak. You know, Mrs. Clinton made a comment about, and I was going to do this later on, but I'll have some fun with you on it. Mrs. Clinton made a comment early on about, you know, what kind of genius, right, in a smug way, what kind of genius loses $1 billion in a single year, right? Remember the comment she made? So,
first
of all, I think she lost $6 billion. You couldn't find the $6 billion, and it's not even her money, it's our money, right? But you go back and look at history, you've got Bill Gates, billionaire, right? I mean, this guy lost $1.8 billion in a day. In one day in June, right? and to him, that, you know, that's cookie jar money for him. And then again on a single day in September, billionaire Warren Buffett, he lost $1.4 billion in a day. I'd like her to go to a party with them and say, you know, you guys are real geniuses losing that kind of money in one day. How do you think that would go over, right? These are the games they play.
Well, not only that, but one thing is losing money. The other thing is, what kind of genius sets up their own personal server, sets their own personal email system, so that they could avoid FOIA and expose national secrets to, you know, foreign countries? What kind of genius does that? I mean, it twists the law. It's broken. She's broken who knows how many laws. What kind of genius takes government property and doesn't give it back till a couple of years after you leave a government office? What kind of genius does that?
Maybe she thought they were consolation prizes. I don't know.
it's just right. No one's going to. Again, it just shows the arrogance that they're above the law. And even if they do get caught, look what Comey did. He's let her off how many times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you work for the Clintons, you get all these immunity deals, and then we find out there's side immunity deals where actually there was destruction of evidence destroyed, Yep. How many BlackBerries, communication things. And then his side deals with the FBI, turns around and destroys evidence. allows the destruction of these laptops. And, oh, by the way, here's the asterisk. Once there was government information, there was confidential or secret information on these laptops that Cheryl Mills was using, well, turns out that once there's that kind of a document, it's the government's property.
Yep.
It's no longer the person's property. Yep. So why did they have to get a cyber immunity deal? I mean, this is crazy.
No. Well, listen, here's what scares me. I'm going to send a chill up your spine right now, because here's what scares me now, is if you think of everything the Obama administration has gotten away with, you think of everything that people associated or that have worked for the Obama administration have gotten away with. Now you think of everything that Hillary Clinton has gotten away with over the last 20, 30 years. If she's elected president and she gets to appoint the people she wants to appoint, we're no longer going to be a representative republic. We're no longer going to be a democracy. You know, it's going to be a dictatorship. It's going to be like where you and I grew up, right? I mean, it's going to be a little mafia thing where they're going to dictate what we do, how we do, and who's going to stop them.
Well, who's going to stop Obama today? Nobody did.
Nobody,
right?
And
look what you have with the Department of Justice. As my wife, Deneen Burley, calls it, the Department of Joke, you know, DOJ. Because it started with Eric Holder and IRS and you know, everything else, Fast and Furious. They are above the law. They make the law. They make the rules. And we little people have to obey those little things, and they don't have to. And it is, it's really, at this point, it's a banana republic, and I don't know if it's worse than that, but we'll see it if she becomes president.
Yeah.
I think it will be a dictatorship, and I may have to go into a different line of business.
Look, here's what I said. I tell people all the time, I said, I'm going to move to Sicily because you know where the thieves are there. They're very open about it.
At least you know the rules, exactly.
That's right, and they tell you when you come in, you want to stay safe,
exactly.
We don't bother you. You give us the 20% VIG every week, and we leave you alone.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Not here. They changed the rules as they go. Anybody who works for the Clintons and stuck in the middle of these scandals, I feel so bad for it. I realize they got themselves into it, but they don't even know where to turn. They've got no place to turn. They're really screwed, to put it bluntly. But
you want to turn, you can't get out. Hotel California.
Now I'm sure you speak to your wife, because I know, you know, some guys don't like talking to their wives, but I know you and I both like our wives. And yeah, one of the questions I've been asking friends of mine that have been on the show, African Americans or my black friends, I always say the same thing to them. Have you seen race relations this bad, as they've been over the last 8 years in your life? Have you felt the tension in race relations like you have in the last 8 years? Have you guys talked about this? Does she feel like race relations has really taken a nosedive?
Oh, absolutely. And, it, you know, not only there in the polling, but just even go back to our earlier discussion. Look, everything is split. You go to a football game, there's black players, you know, kneeling down or having their fists up. This is at a sporting event. And yet, you know, ironically here, at least in the professional ranks, these guys are making millions of dollars a year. So, you know, I just don't really understand a lot of what's going on, especially when you've had, you know, a black president. But I think all roads lead back to him, because going back, you know, he is the community activist president. He knows divide and conquer methodology. He knows that, Saul Alinsky, and this is exactly what he's been able to do. If you keep people separated, you keep people angry, you can lead them in the direction that you want. And it really is, you know, it really is twisted. I don't know what other way to say it. And, you know, as a leader, he didn't have to weigh in on almost every local police incident, leaving to the local community to figure out what the hell happened. It's not the role of the president to stick his nails in there, but that's exactly what he's done. And now he has a lot of, I'd say, co-conspirators who are not leading their role in their various institutions, whether it's a football coach, whether it's the head of the NFL, whether it's the head of AT&T. These people are all over the map. They're thinking about whatever they think at the moment, not about their real leadership role that they really carry with the institution that they lead.
Yeah, some of my black friends have said what he has done is he's caused doubt into some of the black community's minds, that their friends, their white friends of years gone by or over the years, really don't much care for them. They just tolerate them. They just put up with them because it's the right thing to do. Hey, Tom, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find some of the articles that you post and that kind of thing.
picture conservativereview.com and then with Liberty Alliance, it's at DeneenBorelli.com.
Great. Tom, always a pleasure to have you on. Appreciate the time that you spend with me. We'll bring you on more often, I promise. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, I touched on this story the other night, but we're going to hammer it tonight. Use the name of Jesus on ESPN, you lose your job. We'll be right back.